nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sani Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba today, and we are going to be discussing and looking at the very latest implementation of the revitalized peace agreement has extended by all the parties to the agreement in August last year, which we are now in what they describe as the roadmap. And with more than 3 months into the implementation of the extended 2 years period, commonly known as the roadmap of the revitalized peace agreement, we won't find out what is being implemented as per the roadmap, given that the main guarantor, that is Sudan, is now in war. Joining me to discuss all this plus minimum is the National Minister of Peace Building, Honorable Stephen Kwol. Good evening, and thank you so much for honoring our invitation during your busy schedule to come and explain to us what's happening with the peace process.
Thank you so much once again, Sani.
And right away, let's begin. It looks like given what is happening in Sudan, and Sudan being one of the many guarantors, before the war started in Sudan, we used to see so many leaders of Sudan coming to Juba and going back, trying to break this deadlock whenever it happened. With this war right now, it seems like the implementation of the peace process is stalled.
Well, let me tell you that Sudan and South Sudan shared problems, shared solutions, and whatever happens in Sudan is spilled over to South Sudan. Whatever happened in South Sudan is spilled over to Sudan. Sudan was one of the major guarantors of RRKIS. We negotiated the agreement in Addis. It was moved to Khartoum. And President Omar al-Bashir was actually the host throughout. You also know that for the peace process of the Sudan, President Salva Kiir and the leadership of the Artigono have always been the mediating body for the peace of the Sudan. So whatever happened in Sudan affect us, and whatever happened to us also affect them.
So you can categorically say that at the moment now, the peace process is not moving as expected because of what is happening in Sudan.
Yes, and in fact, it has affected the whole region. You know, we were supposed to have a meeting here in Juba, the IGAD Council of Ministers, and the IGAD Head of State Summit was supposed to be held here 2 weeks ago, but because of what happened in Sudan, things are not moving in the region. It has affected the whole region, especially the IGAD regional states. You have seen that the focus now has been on mediating the peace process in Sudan. There has been initiative proposed to be led by our president, who has been in contact actually with both sides of the conflict in Sudan. The regional effort is ongoing, and that has actually shifted the focus away from our own internal peace. Also, we are doing our best.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this meeting you're talking about was supposed to have happened on the 18th of April, just last month. And one of the main issues which should have been discussed was this issue of the dismissal of the Minister of Defense and swapping of the Ministry of Defense and that of Interior from the two sides. And this meeting never happened. And now this has been a pending issue. And up to now, the presidency cannot meet because of the busy schedule of the president engaging with the warring factors or parties in Sudan. So where are we right now with the entire roadmap implementation?
Well, the roadmap is being implemented by the institution concerned. For example, Chapter 6 and Chapter 5, which are being implemented by the Minister of Justice. We have Council of Ministers resolutions. In the Council of Ministers, different institutions of the Artigono are working to implement the provisions of the agreement that concerns their dockets. And the implementation is ongoing.
And because given what you are saying, if I may just try to quote for you, during the extended meeting of the presidents on the 21st of July last year, the meeting resolved that the meeting directed the high-level standing committee to engage the ministries you are talking about, the institutions and other stakeholders to ensure timely implementation of the roadmap and also report progress on a monthly basis to the president. Is that happening?
Yes, that is happening. And not only that, the initiative, the projects to implement the provisions of the ARCIS are being tabled and discussed every day of the regular day of the Council of Ministers, which is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just to break it down, from what you know, from your Ministry of Peace Building, why is the deployment of the Unified Forces, the first batch, not happening, from what you know?
There are logistical issues until now, and I personally just presented a supplementary budget to complete the phase one, which should actually culminate in deployment of forces and their receptions by the ministries concerned, the army. The graduates of the army component should be received by the Ministry of Defense, and the interior should receive the components of the police, the national security, and should receive the national security component, and so on and so forth. That is phase one. We need to complete it. We have also a work plan now to start transferring the forces from cantonment to the training centers.
That's the second batch?
The second batch, which we call phase two.
Mm-hmm. So how long will that process take? Because since these forces were graduated, the first phase up to date, we have not seen any kind of progress in that particular thing. There was also an issue of the unification of the echelon of the Highland Command. And have all this been finished technically? What do you know?
Well, the technical committee to unify the middle echelons is working, and I think they are making progress. Regarding the timeline to complete the deployment of the graduated forces and the commencement of phase two, that will depend on the logistical capacity of the institution concerned, like NTC and the security mechanism.
Okay, and just what about the constitution making process, which is also one of the key component from the file or reports you are getting? Where are we?
Well, there is also progress along that direction. And last week, the governance cluster received a proposal from the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs and the Ministry of Justice to form a committee to coordinate the process with the partners, with the United Nations mission in South Sudan and other partners. You know that the Ministry of Justice has processes, bills to start the constitutional making process, which will start with constitutional conference, and the Ministry of Justice, based on the Council of Ministers resolution we have made so far, has made progress along that direction. You also know that the constitutional making process is not in isolation. It is part of the Transitional Justice Protocol, which is stipulated in Chapter 5. So the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is a stipulation of that chapter, has been established. The Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs was working also to establish the reparations and compensation. That is under Chapter 4. And within Chapter 5, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Truth, Reconciliation and Healing Commission is being established. And the Hybrid Court for South Sudan has been not established yet, but most of the paperwork on the side of the government of South Sudan has been done. We are now waiting for the AU to provide a guideline for the Hybrid Court for South Sudan to be established.
Yes, and talking about this constitutional making process, how Red Mirai reported a few weeks back that members, certain members of who are nationals, South Sudanese, who are working with the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, were protesting the payment of their arrears. They said if their arrears are not paid, they will not go back and resume the work. And is this affecting the entire process? What do you know about? Have they been paid? Have they gone back to their work?
Well, a budget has been passed. The president has written a directive to the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs to prepare a budget to establish the Constitutional Amendment Committee as an independent committee now, and the funds will be provided for it. They have already resumed their works. They are working with the Council of Ministers now to ensure that a budget, a funds is provided for this committee. Of course, the supplementary budget, which is being drafted, mm-hmm. will go to the Transitional Legislative Assembly for legislative process that will end up with the ascending the supplementary budget into the law by the president.
Yes, if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Nationwide. My name is Sani Martin. We are coming to live from Juba. And in the studio, I have the Minister of Peace Building, the National Minister of Peace Building, Stephen Kwol, who is here with me. And we are looking at the implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement has extended by all the parties to what is known as the roadmap. And we are already 3 months into the implementation of the roadmap. And this roadmap, the 2 years ends next year with a general election has written and signed by the parties around December 2024. Can that happen given the conflict happening right now in Sudan? You can call us on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Or you can call our MTN line also 0929686297. Or you can send us your question to our SMS number 0912177141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here, or you can visit our page, Facebook page, and drop your question there, and we shall be reading them to the Honorable Minister right here in the studio. And let's look at some of the outstanding issues right now in this roadmap. I know there was some carryover from the interim, the transitional period up to where the 30 months started, and now some of them have also been carried over to the roadmap. What are some of the key, if you have to summarize, outstanding issues, pending implementation, and which are very important for a free, fair, and democratic election to happen come December next year?
Well, we have not accomplished all what we wanted, and we know that the time is against us. Let me just scan through some of the very critical provision that should have been implemented and must be implemented before the end of the transitional period. First of all, let us start with Chapter 2, which was crafted to be a free transitional task. And Chapter 2 is transitional security arrangement. That is very critical. It is the implementation of Chapter 2 that can stabilize security of our country, and that can go down even to stabilization of our communities through provision of a stronger public security. As things stand today, we have our standing forces of the opposition outside the National Army. That is a very critical thing in the agreement. This chapter 2, was negotiated last, but the order of the business said that it should have been implemented even before the formation of the government, which is a stipulation of Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
In Chapter 2, we are now embarking on the reconstitutions of commissions and distributions of those commissions among the parties that have signed the agreements. That is ongoing task in Chapter 2. Well, the rest of the chapters, humanitarian crisis from the war of the Sudan and our own flood crisis and other disasters, which is chapter 3, is also another challenge now, because the humanitarian crisis is being compounded now by the humanitarian catastrophe which is ongoing now in the Sudan. Chapter 4, the public finance reform. Our Minister of Finance has just returned from Washington, and he has held a good number of meetings with our partners that we are working with to reform the public financial sector. And Chapter 5 is what I've just told you.
Yeah.
Chapter 5 and Chapter 6, which is transitional justice and the constitutional making process. Are ongoing. You know, Chapter 7 is about monitoring.
Yeah.
And we are all monitoring the process, including you, Sani.
So, but the question many South Sudanese are doubting is, mentioning or reading some of these issues is just very easy, but doing them may take maybe more years to complete this, and we have a deadline. There was a matrix to be implemented, and some of these tasks or articles within the matrix, their days have passed and none of them have been implemented. But we have 24th, we have December next year where elections will be held. So with all this, do you think the parties can accomplish some of them, at least 80% as we head towards election?
We have to accomplish them, because
with this slow pace, is it possible?
I will tell you this. It is a mandate of this government to implement the agreement. Chapter 1, the Article 1.1 and all the rest of the subsections stipulate that this government is a government of agreement to implement the agreement. Nobody can tell you that the Artigono will fail to implement the agreement within the time frame. And that was why we had to extend the transitional period. That was a collective determination of the parties that signed the agreement. To ensure that the agreement is implemented before the end of the set transitional periods according to the roadmaps.
And I know there are so many challenges facing the implementation of this agreement. You will tell us, if I ask you right now, funding is one of them. So beside funding, what else do you think is the major obstacle to this smooth implementation of the revitalized peace agreement?
Well, we have so many challenges. One of them is these elastic negotiations of things. But every chapter...
Among the parties?
Among the parties. You know, you remember we spend more time actually negotiating the responsibility sharing.
Yes.
And that delayed the formation of the government of the states, you remember. We are now also negotiating establishment of the of the commissions. Number one among the parties, actually, is a political will. The mutual political will among the parties to expedite the process is and has always been the major challenge, because look at how long it took us also to negotiate the unification of commands, the unification of middle echelon and all these things. The parties need to take collective responsibilities, really, to ensure that some of the things... There are things that do not need resources, mm-hmm. just need will to move the process.
I thought maybe the issue of political will is of the past, given the initiative, even the Pope came here and talked to the leaders at the 101 meeting. This should have been things of the past right now.
Well, the Pope did not bring peace. The peace has always been here with us. He just came to reinforce it.
Yeah.
And attitudes need to change, really. I don't think that our peace will come from outside. It will come from here. Yes, we have made progress, and the political will. Trust building and so on have improved over time, but that is not enough. Peace is not a mere silencing of the guns. We understand that war making is easier than peacemaking.
Yeah.
And that has been the experience of our 3 years experiment with peacemaking. But the peace process must be led by the political parties that have signed this agreement. It may take time, but the ultimate goal should be ensuring that we don't relapse back to political violence like we have seen in Sudan.
Yes, the SPLM-IO, like I said in the introduction, had written to Burhan on the 4th of last month of April, asking the chair of IGAD to come and intervene in resolving this issue of the dismissal of the Minister of Defense and swapping of the ministry. And this, the president met with the first vice president, and according to the Minister of Presidential Affairs, he said it was a mutual and cordial meeting. That was what he said. And I'm sure in the camp of the SPLM-IO, they are looking forward for this meeting to happen so that this issue should be resolved. As a senior member of the SPLM-IO, is there some kind of discussion going on about resolving this issue right now?
Oh, yes, there is a discussion going on. In fact, internal negotiation between the two parties come first. It is our negotiations, the dialogues among the parties that will resolve this crisis. External guarantors can only facilitate things. So the negotiation with the president is ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Given his busy schedule, they're trying to resolve the crisis in Sudan, but there's still talks going on, right?
Oh, yes. The initiatives to negotiate without an external mediator is ongoing. But it doesn't mean that we have also exclude others to help us.
Mm-hmm.
In case we run into crisis, we will still consult with the guarantors in the region.
And one of the many guarantors right now is having problem, because I stand to be corrected. I assume the file for this agreement should be with Sudan and Uganda. And these were the too many guarantors.
Right. You have also seen the efforts put forward by the region to help that guarantor in Khartoum.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that the crisis in Khartoum will be settled soon for IGAD to operate in full capacity with a chair, which is Sudan now, a chair that is not bogged down by its own internal crisis.
If this fighting in Sudan continues, to what extent do you think this may negatively impact on our own peace process? Because, like I said, we have an election happening next year.
Well, we have already discussed that. You know, there is no way we can leave Sudan's to fight it out with itself and destroy it itself. And that is why the leadership of our country is working so hard now to ensure that Sudan is stabilized. But we cannot wait for Sudan also to build our own peace.
Mm-hmm.
The political leadership of the parties that have signed the agreement, the Artigono, will continue to work for implementation of peace agreement and stabilization of national security.
And before our lines are open, because we have to open the line for our listeners to contribute also and ask their questions, when the president went to Bahar Ghazal this year and he went up to Warab for the centenary, he made it clear that it's now time for people to begin, for the political parties to front forward their candidates. And that was it was like the country was already in the mood of an election, but we never heard from the other camp. So is the country ready for election, despite what is happening in Sudan?
I think we are making it ready. How do you make the country ready for the elections? You must do the following. First of all, you must have a constitution for which to elect the next leadership. You must have a census to determine the geographical constituencies. You must have an election law in place. You must have a unified force to even protect the elections. That is how to prepare the country for the election. Those are critical tasks before us as parties and as Artigono.
Mm-hmm.
Those must be accomplished to make the country ready for elections.
So are the parties negotiating around these challenges, the issues you have mentioned forward? Are there dialogue going on?
Well, it is not a matter of dialogue. It is a matter of implementing them.
Mm.
The government is built into this agreement. You know, this government of agreement was established by the agreement itself,
yeah.
The ARCIS. And every institution has something to do. For example, to prepare us for election, the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs must make sure that the constitution is ready before the end of the transition.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a Bureau of Statistics with the support of the executives branch of the government, the national legislature and other institutions of the government, plus our partners, to ensure that we also do the census on time. And the electoral process, the stage for electoral process, will be set by the election law that must be processed before the end of the time.
All right. That is the National Minister of Peace Building, Honorable Stephen Kwol, and we are discussing about the very latest on the update on the implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, and that was extended by 2 years, and that 2 years ends with an election come December 2024. And we already in May. If you do your mathematics very well, we are less than few months to go into that process, and there are so many pending tasks that are supposed to be done before election happens. And our lines are now open. You can call and ask your question to the Honorable Minister right here with me in the studio. My name is Sani Martin. Our SMS number also is 091-2177-141. Some SMS already coming in here. This is coming from Peter. Peter is sending us this comment from Juba. Here he says, the agreement is not moving forward, Honorable Minister. You know that very well. And we, the citizens, are losing hope and trust in our leaders because nothing seems to be moving. That's from Peter in Juba here. Another SMS here is coming in from Mabor Chol Tap from Unity State in Bentiu. He says, why is the government not implementing with good faith Chapter 2? Because that is the backbone of this agreement. We are seeing some kind of tactical delays in implementing Chapter 2. By now, these forces should have been deployed so that we see the second phase of the train of the forces as agreed by the parties already in the training centers. Why is this not happening? What is the reason behind it? That's from Mabor Choltap in Bentiu, United States. And Mayen Lol Dut Ngor from Maper, West in Awil Town, Northern Baharagaza State. He says, if time comes while some chapters are still not implemented, are you going for another extension? Also, the extension of the agreement is good for the politicians and bad for the citizens. So if this is not implemented, what is there any other plan beside having election in 2024? That's from Mayen in Maper. And this one here is saying, the last SMS here is coming from John. And John is writing from Ye River County of Central Equatorial State. And he says, don't you think that it is taking long to deploy these forces? Because we were supposed to see them. What should be the main reason? Is it the arms embargo, the sanction, where we don't have weapons for these forces, or what? He won't find out the reason why Chapter 2 is not moving forward. Yes, these are some of the few questions before we begin taking calls. Honorable, maybe if you can answer some of them brief.
Well, let me start with this same question that has been asked by Mabor and John.
Yes, and also Ngor.
Ngor, what was his question?
Yes, and he was also asking about the issue of Chapter 2 not moving. Is there anything behind it?
Well, it is the same question asked by three, by three people. Well, I presented to you the challenges. That Chapter 2 is a huge operation. Even if we have weapons, it is something that need a lot of resources. The major problem we are now facing as NTC is lack of resources. You know, our country is also going through a financial crisis where the parties should move things quickly, and that does not need resources, is the unification of command, part of which has been accomplished. The unification of middle echelons, that does not need much resources.
Yeah.
Which is being done. And I agree with them that without Chapter 2, there is no agreement. Because Chapter 2 was meant to eliminate all kinds of, all the elements of political violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The stabilization of security come first. Then other processes followed. And that was why we made it free transitional task. It is frustrating to our people, and I understand the frustration. I also understand the despair. But what I can say as a leader is that despair cannot lead us. We must keep hope alive. We must take courage. As we also continue to challenge our leaders to do the best for us.
Okay. Yes, 0912062950. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Hello, Sanamar. Hello.
Hello.
You are speaking to Giorgio from Medina.
Okay. Go ahead from Awin.
Yeah, thank you for the discussion that you have made this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would like to welcome our guest in the studio, Honorable, Mr. Honorable. Yeah, actually, I would like to ask some few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1 to 2. Yeah, my first question said, yeah, we have seen Chapter 2 of the agreement is not moving well. And Honorable has highlighted more things about the election that will happen. If they were not done, there would be no election. What is the other mechanism? That is the first question. As you know, the election need a forces to protect it, need a registration, and also everything needed in the election. And we have seen now, we have left with the few months to the year that have been expected during the extension. Are we going for another extension, or we will keep it like that as we extended last time? That is my first question.
Mm-hmm.
The second question, you have seen now Sudan has got a crisis, and our inflation has gone high, and we are talking of financial crisis, and implementation of EU is not in the place. What will be done in order to come back, or to gather the resources in order to come and support us as we are moving to the election? What will be the solution? Because we do not see the solution as a citizen. If people are mentioning that there's no budget, there's no good employment of forces, there's no what, and we are not seeing what was tabled in order to make that one happen. What is the mechanism?
Okay. Thank you so much, dear, from our will. And you can still call us on 0912-06-2079. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening to you, San Martin and Honorable.
Yes, your name?
Guy Kwan from USD.
Okay.
United States.
Go ahead, yes.
Yeah. So thank the minister, the honorable, and you, Sonny Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to say, or what I would like to ask, so when there is when you are sitting, and your brother, you know, sitting, do you think that you are a certain of the peace, or you are a certain that is now receiving the peace? Or how do you think about it? You are eating, and your brother
is not eating.
Then you and you are eating something. Do you think that? How do you think about it?
Okay.
And then secondly, when there is something pill on your eyes, and then there is something pill also to eyes of somebody. Do you remove the dust of your eyes first, or do you remove the dust of somebody first before your eyes?
Okay, thank you so much, Guy from Unity State. And some of the questions also coming in here about resources, and says, Honorable, you are complaining about shortage of funding, and still we are hearing from the National Revenue Authority that they have made a lot of progress, and only for this month alone, for last month, April 2023, the National Revenue Authority managed to collect 19.8 billion, exceeding any performance up to date. And this is according to James, who is quoting Patrick Mugoya about this collection. And that is only from the non-oil revenue. What about the oil? Why don't you use this money to make sure peace reign in the country and continue to implement the agreement? We have money in this country. And plus these two, any plan in case all the outstanding issues are not met? Is there any plan to extend the agreement? That's from Dior. And the guy was talking in Proverbs, said there are some politicians who are eating in Juba, and they would like the status quo to continue like that, so that they keep enjoying the dividend of the dividend of the peace process.
Well, you know, the last questions about finances, the details of what is being produced by the oil
and
non-oil revenues. It's not my docket.
Yeah.
If you want a conversation on this, I will advise you to hold that conversation with the Minister of Finance, the Governor of Central Bank, the Revenue Authority, and the rest of the economic
sectors,
ministries.
Yeah.
Let me now just address myself to the issues of peace. Let me start with the thing that the people in the government in Juba are eating, and the rest of the country
are suffering.
if this is happening, it is very unfortunate, really. But let me tell my brother that what is happening in Juba is not only eating. People are also working. We have been at war for a very long time. This war has been described as a heavy rain that has been raining on people for a very long time. For it to subside, it needs a lot of work. And the Artigono is trying its best to ensure that peace has come. So what is happening in Juba is not only eating. We are also aware of the economic crisis in the country. And what will actually improve the economy is the peace itself. That must be implemented. These things, this question which keep coming up, whether we will extend again or not. And if we don't extend again, what will happen? I have given sufficient answers to that previously, even also in my presentation. The government of the day is a government of agreements that cannot afford to fail again to implement.
But the people have had that before from the same leaders that there will be no more extension, but extension happened. It started with the 8 months.
Well, this is the first, you know, let us not talk about the previous extension, like 100 days, like all these things. Now we are talking about the extension during the transition.
Because the people of South Sudan are learning from the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate that it did not happen in 8 months. It did not happen again in 100 days, and here we are. But what I'm telling you here is what the Constitution says. As informed and amended by the agreement, and the government of the day is the agreement that established it. There is no way we can speculate about not implementation, about non-implementation of the agreement.
Okay.
Because non-implementation of the agreement will render this government illegitimate at the end of the day. We are working to create a legitimate government that will be brought by the election. We are aware of that, and that is why we are talking about accomplishing the major tasks before the end of the transitional period. It is a restoration of peace and accomplishment of other transitional tasks that will stabilize security and will take us to the other side of the tunnel.
Right. And still you can pick two more calls before we go to the newsroom. Hello, Redimere.
Hello.
Yes, your name?
Yeah, Dimere Toot.
Toot.
Toot, yes, I'm calling from Awil.
Okay, Toot from Awil. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Okay, Sir Martin, the topic you brought today is a very good topic.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but for me, what I want to say, when we see situation here in South, in our country, South Sudan, the people are, we are suffering indeed. Okay?
Yeah.
Because our leaders, they try to make arrangement, but they are failed. They push something, not they push. But we don't know. What is happening?
Okay.
And now our honorable is talking about the crisis, the economic crisis in the country, and we have a lot of resources here. Okay. Even now in Juba, when you go into Juba, you get a one person after something, a lot of money, and the children are outside within the country. How that guys? You get the money from
what? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your concern there. That it seems like people have a lot of money here in Juba, and this money is not translating into the rest of the countries, and there's much suffering happening in some states in the country. And, okay, Honorable Minister, before we conclude, this is very important. Your ministry was tasked to disseminate the peace agreement right from day one, up to the roadmap right now, and this seems not to be happening. Why? Is there no funding? And you are also tasked to bring up, come up with a small budget to embark on this.
Yes, there is a Council of Ministers resolution which was passed last year to disseminate peace agreement. There was also a resolution of the presidency just 2 months ago. And we have a work plan as a ministry to disseminate peace in collaboration with our partners, including the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, again, has been the problem of finances. We approved about $6 million to disseminate peace agreement as is stipulated here in Chapter 1. This peace dissemination was supposed to be a free transitional task again, ongoing. And it is also a responsibility of all of us to disseminate peace, including the Mara FM and all our citizens who have the book, to also disseminate it in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
But we are planning to launch it very soon here in Juba. It will come to the States, and it will be a joint work of the political parties, the stakeholders, the civil society organization. Our community leaders will be involved, our state governments, the local governments, the traditional leadership authorities, all those segments of our national leadership will be involved.
So how soon can the people of South Sudan expect this launching? That has been there for months now, because you have been hearing this right from the day the agreement was signed in 2018.
Well, this thing should have been done a long time ago, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the availability of funds to do it.
Why is the funding not coming? What beats our understanding that you have this cabinet meeting every Friday, except maybe you have extraordinary. All the ministers are there. The Minister of Finance is included. The President chairs the meeting with his vices. It's agreed, release money, and tomorrow money is not released. Who released the money? And what is it, the issue delaying the money?
Well, again, this is something you need to debate further with the Ministry of Finance.
But when your ministry follows, what are the answers you get?
The answers is that we don't have funds to do most of the things.
Have you gone back to the cabinet meeting and raised it that last time there was money approved, but up now my ministry have not got this?
It will be raised again tomorrow.
Okay. How do we move from here with this installment in the agreement and all this Sudan crisis? Like you said, anything happening in Sudan have an effect back home here?
Well, again, things could be worse, like you can see in Sudan, in Central African Republic, in Somalia, and all over, in Ethiopia. We are in a very volatile region.
Yeah.
We are not alone in this crisis. But peace is supposed to be the way of life, not a mere absence of violence. And it is a collective responsibility. It must be in the spirits of our nation to ensure that we cross to the other side.
Shall the people of South Sudan conduct their constitutional right by voting come December 2024? With the way things are moving?
This must be happen, and it is a political and constitutional responsibility of the Artigono to make sure that the agreement is implemented, because the frame of this agreement as the end game, the elections for the people of South Sudan to elect their own leaders, is the end game.
All right. Thank you so much, Honorable Stephen Kwol, the National Minister of Peace Building, for coming to our studio. We hope to talk to you some other time. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again, Sani, for having me here.